Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. He rushed to escape, but the hallway was now full of people. The doors of the other apartments on that flight were wide open, and on the landing, on the staircase, and wherever one gazed below, there were people, their heads pressed together, all looking, but all of them keeping out of the way and waiting, uttering no word, his heart contracted, his legs would not move, they were rooted fast. He attempted to scream and woke up. He took a deep, hard breath. But it was strange. The dream did not yet appear to be over. The door of his room was wide open. And on the threshold, a man who was a complete stranger to him stood examining him fixedly. Raskolnikov had not yet managed to get his eyes completely open. And for a moment, he closed them again. He lay on his back and did not move. Is this still my dream, or isn't it? He wondered, and once again imperceptibly opened his eyes the merest fraction in order to take a look. The stranger was still standing there, continuing his intense scrutiny of him. Suddenly, he stepped cautiously over the threshold, closed the door carefully after him, waited for a moment, never once taking his eyes off Raskolnikov, and quietly, without a fuss, sat down on the chair next to the sofa. He placed his hat by his side on the floor, leaned on his cane with both hands, and lowered his chin onto them. It was clear that he was prepared to wait for a long time. As far as Raskolnikov could make out through the blinking of his eyelashes, this man was of advancing years, square built, and with a thick, light-coloured, almost white beard. Some 10 minutes went by. It was still light, but the day was drawing to a close. In the room there was complete silence. Not even from the staircase came a single sound. There was only the buzzing and struggling of some large fly as it swooped and beat against the window pane. At last it became intolerable. Raskolnikov suddenly raised himself on one elbow and sat up on the sofa. All right, what do you want? You know, I had a feeling you weren't asleep. But we're just pretending. The stranger replied in a peculiar tone of voice, laughing easily. Arkady Ivanovich Svidrigailov, permit me to introduce myself.